We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. It's an exciting day in Major League Baseball, not only because of the pennant races to be decided here today, but also because of the head-to-head challenge is going to be decided today as well, I think. But I don't feel confident enough to make this decision on my own. So we got Jesse Agler. He's up in L.A. He's calling the game on radio today. Jesse's on the Cholula hotline. Jesse, how are you? Is it wet up there today as it is down here?
It's a little bit wet, yeah. By the way, I'm not doing the game today. I did the game last night.
Okay.
Made it back after the Aztec game. So I'm just hitching a ride back with the team. I'm hitchhiking, basically.
Oh, nice.
It's overcast. I'm looking out at the field at Dodger Stadium right now. Very gray skies. There was some rain earlier. The tarp is now being taken off the field. So we'll be good to start, it would look like, in about an hour. But it's very overcast, and there is rain in the area. So just so you know.
Good to know. All right, so just to set the stage here, since you've been gone for a day or so, blooper one is ahead by one going into last night's game, and blooper had Jerko, the couch had Solarte, and it's just so close, and this is as important a decision as there is, and I wanted to get you in on it because you've been the ultimate decider on so much of this. I mean, I feel like I'm leaning towards Solarte. He had such a quality game against a tough pitcher there. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean... It's really close, and as you said, there's no, like, great differentiator. You know, Greinke basically shut everybody down. Solarte, I think, was really part of the Padres' most legitimate scoring threat last night, the one hit that he did have. Jerko was not part of that. And then late in the game, Jerko got a hit, but, you know, it wasn't really as far. It's close. It's really close. At another time in this season, we might have called this one a draw, but I don't think, you know, we can cop out like that right now.
No.
I'm going to go Solarte, just because his hit earlier in the night was really kind of, you know, the time it looked like the Padres might get something going. So let's go with Solarte, and that means it's tied up, so it means today is going to be a lot of fun.
This makes up for the one you robbed from me earlier this season, Jesse.
You got to get over it, center. You got to get over
nope,
it.
Nope.
Change my mind. Don't make me change my mind.
But this just makes it even from before.
Yeah, come on. Just let it ride right now. Hey, you've got a big decision today. You
right.
need to really start thinking about this.
I'm already thinking about it, but I'm glad that we at least even the scales here on the injustice from earlier this year.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? All is right in the universe, Ben. Really. I expect the sun to break through the clouds any second.
You did. You just said it right. I'm happy now.
You could be. Oh, you could come through so
happy,
wrong.
I'm happy, Bill. Sorry, Blooper. We made Bill happy.
It's Blooper.
He's trying to figure out how to talk.
Yeah, Blooper's trying to work his.
I don't actually want to speak to him. It was just a comment.
Keep your mic down. I'm sure we'll go over this a lot tomorrow, Jesse. But I mean, when you look back at this season, maybe even a little distance, what do you think you're going to remember about 2015 for the Padres?
I think I'm going to remember 10-5 and. Really being truly convinced early in the season that, hey, things are going to be different and we're going to be off and running. And then the pitching hit that funk. And what was it, like 6 weeks, you know, where the pitching was really, really struggling there. And it just kind of sunk them. I'll remember Justin Upton at Citi Field just before the trade deadline, that crazy rain game, and maybe thinking, hey, this could be the thing that gets them going again. I'll remember the Matt Kemp cycle. But, you know, all in all, obviously, this year did not go as planned. This year did not go the way we expected it to go. There were a couple of moments, I think, like that Upton home run, though not as dramatic as that, where you thought, okay, this is going to be the thing that kickstarts this ball club, and it just never really happened. They'd win maybe 4 out of 6 or 5 in a row, something like that, but they never really got on that sustained run that I think could have been, you know, the difference at any point. And what a disappointment that is.
I agree with you. The one thing I take from this year is that I thought that this club was interesting. No matter, I mean, at least they scored runs, they made games interesting, and I think that was a major step forward. They had to do something, and I do think that they did make a step forward, although the record was a step backwards.
I agree that it was interesting, but you're right. I mean, they're gonna win fewer games than they did last year, and. What does that really mean in the grand scheme of things? I don't know. You know, every season is its own unique story, right? And it is easy to say, hey, well, last year they won 77. This year You know, they're not going to get to that number. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, this season is really in context, I think, only with this season.
Right.
And it is a disappointment. But you're right. There were times when it was much more entertaining than the last couple of years. And hopefully next year we get entertainment and wins. Put those two together. In fact, I will take boring wins next year because, you know, as much as I'm saying each season is unique unto itself, the reality is you are judged by your win total at the end of the year and how far you make it into the season and into the postseason.
I'll give you that one.
There you go. Bill gave you one, so congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will put it in my pocket and share it.
Talking to Jesse Agler on the Cholula Hotline. Let's have a little bit of a baseball discussion because I think the National League.
Wait, go ahead.
Yeah,
we're going to have a baseball discussion. Center, what happens today if the Angels, the Astros, and the Twins all win? Can you break that down for me in less than 6 seconds? I'm kidding, by the way. I have no idea what's going on with that American League.
Right.
Like, what a mess with the wild card and then the Western Division. That Angels-Rangers game was insane yesterday. Sorry if I'm stealing your entire topic here, Mike. But, like, it was a wild day, and I get a headache now anytime I read the scenarios for the American League wild card and where the Yankees are going to be playing and what's going to happen in the West. I mean, it's just crazy going into today.
Well, what a beautiful mess, and what a good idea by Major League Baseball to put all these games on at the same time. I really do think that was a good idea. I mean, what we saw a few years ago with Boston and Tampa and all that, and, you know, there's not quite as many races outside of that today, but it was a really good, fun idea.
Yeah, absolutely, and it works. You know, I mean, playing a game at 3 o'clock on the East Coast isn't necessarily ideal for a team that just sort of wants to finish the season and get out of there. You know, if they're playing at 12 or 1, you know, get you home. But the reality is, it is so good for baseball. And so on the West Coast, we're playing at noon. On the East Coast, we're playing at 3, and then points in between. Obviously, I love it. I think it makes so much sense, and it also helps from an integrity standpoint. You know, you're scoreboard watching, and so maybe a game gets out of control, and you can kind of pull back. But at least there's no set result. You know, they could negatively impact a game, you know, all the way beforehand. It might happen in-game if one finishes more quickly than the other, obviously. But it's a lot of fun. It's cool. And, you know, what a day to be at the ballpark and kind of follow along. And what a day to, you know, sit at home and just, you know, flip like crazy on TV or using your iPad or whatever to watch all these games.
Right. I love the idea. The only thing in the American League is if Texas wins today, then it just sort of settles things out.
Right.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't understand the Texas scenarios. There's too much going on. Too many numbers for my small brain.
Exactly. There's much too much math. Talking about last night, so you called the game as Zach Greinke locked in the ERA title. And this National League Cy Young Award, this is probably as close and fun as a tighter race as we've seen. I mean, you saw what Max Scherzer did yesterday, a guy with 2 no-hitters. It's 2 pitches away from 2 perfect games. It is not even in the consideration of the Cy Young Award.
That is crazy, right? I probably lean Arrieta personally over Greinke. You know, I think you look at the complete games, you can certainly throw the no-hitter that he had against the Dodgers in there as part of it. You know, Greinke's had a sensational season, but it is about more than earned run average. You know, the sabermetricians out there would tell you that Greinke's probably not even in the top 3, which is crazy to think about it, and that Kershaw has actually had a better season than Greinke. I don't know that I take that all the way at face value, but I like Arrieta this year. I think the second half in particular, what he's meant to that team as the best pitcher in the National League, you know, as they've sort of made their push towards legitimacy and now into the postseason. So, you know, if I had a vote, and of course I do not, my vote would be cast for the Cubs ace, Arrieta.
I agree with you. I think and the thing that stands out with me on Arrieta, he'd go deep into games, and won games when they needed to win games. I know the wins and losses for pitchers generally, I don't like that stat so much, but with Arrieta, he went deep into games and kept them competitive and wound up winning games that they had to win.
I think you make a really, really good point there because we're often dismissive of pitcher win-loss record, and with good reason. It meant a lot more when guys were routinely throwing 8-9 innings every night, and now most guys are out of there in the 6th or the 7th inning, it seems like. on a given night in a baseball game, and so that stat has been devalued. But when you look at Arrieta and you look at the complete games and you look at how many times he pitched into the eighth inning, all of a sudden those wins, I agree with you completely, Bill, they mean a little bit more maybe, you know, than a guy who's going six innings and getting the run support and turning it over to the bullpen and collecting a victory.
Right. They rode him because they knew as long as he was in the game, they were competitive. They could win the game.
Yes.
And so they let him go longer with the idea, the longer he stays in, the better we got a chance to win. And
that's
it worked,
it, man.
And it worked out. I agree with you. He's my Cy Young winner.
I'm in agreement,
all right,
too.
Okay, everybody. All right. Three,
give it to him. We've got
count
consensus. Hey, real quick, though. say Scherzer does throw two perfect games. Does that actually change anything?
You never know. I mean, it's all human voting. And, you know, we've seen humans do stupid things when they vote for stuff, you know, both politically and even more so in baseball awards. So, yeah, no, it absolutely could have. It's an impossible question to answer, but I like where your head's at. You know, if he does have two perfect games, I'll say, how about this? How about the Nationals are in the playoffs? How much more consideration is he getting? Even though he, for the most part, did his part this year. You know, these are all sort of the things that creep in there. But I'm not changing anything. I'm going Arrieta for National League Cy Young.
A lot of good performances around the National League, and it's shown in the records of the National League teams. Jesse, appreciate the time. Looking forward to tomorrow's show as we wrap up Padres Social Hour and the 2015 season.
Very much looking forward. Will you both be there?
Yes.
Is that confirmed?
Right, we'll be here.
We're just going to stay here. We're not going home between now and then.
Right.
And I mean, why would you?
We've got a nice couch. This one reclines. We'll be good.
It's raining outside, so.
Yeah, there's no reason to go outside.
All right,
well,
man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Always a pleasure. Get home safe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Jesse was on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. When we come back, we'll talk a little more Padres baseball.